This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorne.
Hello, welcome to another show here. We are super excited here. We have Daryl Chu here, who is a professional musician and thought leader in communication. Daryl, thank you so much for flying up from Adelaide and joining us here for the show.
No problem, anytime.
Hey, Daryl, you're a professional musician. Tell us more about that.
Well, I founded the only Japanese rock band in Adelaide, and it's going strong since 2012. We've performed over, I think, 8 stages in Adelaide with over a combined audience of about 1,000.
And so it's a Japanese rock band, so yeah. It's all sung in Japanese?
Yeah, it's all sung in Japanese. Like, four of us, the four people in our band, we don't know any Japanese. We just sing the lyrics.
And so you don't know Japanese, but you're singing the lyrics?
Yeah. That's basically it. And they think we're singing the right thing because they don't understand it either, you know?
Yeah. Daryl, that is extraordinary. But look, you're also a thought leader in communication. How important is communication in today's world?
I think it's the most important thing because communication is how one person gets his or her message out to the world. And that's very important because everybody is different. Everybody has a significant thing that they bring to the world. And without communication, we won't get that across. And so I think it's the key.
So Daryl, tell us a little bit more about your story. Did you grow up in Adelaide, born and raised down there?
No. I was born in Malaysia. Huh. And then at the age of 0, I was imported to Vietnam by my parents. I lived there for 7 years, and I came back to Malaysia. And I grew up there for about 10 other years and came here at the age of 17.
Yeah.
So that's really I wasn't born and raised here. Yeah. Mm. Just Malaysian.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit more about your journey. Whereabouts are you currently working?
I'm currently working in Adelaide as a software engineer.
Okay.
I have a passion for coding and programming and stuff. I'm a little bit of a nerd. But that's just a 9-to-5 job, you know. I want to go for something more.
So the people that are tuning in right now, and these people that need to learn how to communicate more effectively, and as you say, get their message out in the world, how do they do it?
Well, you see, when a person gets up on stage, he speaks to an audience, and I think that's the most effective way, because everyone's listening and paying attention. But when a person gets on stage, he needs to perform his message. He needs to perform it such that everyone captures the concept. Not only the concept, but gets engaged, fully aware of what the message that the person on the stage is trying to present to the audience is all about.
Mm. So perform. Tell me more about, what do you mean by perform?
Perform. So, since the age of 12, I've indulged in the art of performing. And not just, you know, singing, acting, dancing, whatever, but really focusing on how to engage the audience, what they want, what makes them go, wow,
yeah,
makes them in awe. And so when I say perform, it's to actually how you engage with the audience. That's pretty much the essence of performing. Because if they're not listening to you, they're not performing.
Yeah, and also in most cases, when people are performing, they're more entertaining as well, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. They're entertained. People are listening and laughing and feeling your energy, yeah.
And do you think are all leaders out there need to learn how to perform?
Yes, because if you go up on stage and you just speak, you're probably just going to lose half the crowd if you speak just like that. Just speak and speak and speak. You're probably not going to catch any attention. Mm. But if you perform your message, if you are bringing out the soul essence of your message by showing them what you feel, you're going to capture their attention. You're going to get them in your headspace, fully understanding what you're trying to get across.
So in order for greater leadership, you need to learn how to perform. Is that right?
Yes. I think that everybody has a message. A leader needs to be able to convey that message across. And it's not received if it's not coming across.
Yeah.
And so as a leader, you need to make sure it is your responsibility and your due diligence to make sure that message comes across effectively.
And I also read somewhere around the whole area of performance and leadership, you've merged that together. Is that right?
Yes. So leadership fused with performance, a hint coated with performance. I call that performance-ship. And it's...
By the way, I love that. Performance-ship.
Thank you.
Tell us, what is that?
Well, it's the art of taking a message or presenting yourself as a leader and performing it. Pretty much it, really. You come on stage, you have about a max of an hour to get your message across effectively, to make sure that everyone catches it. And you perform it. You entertain them. You make sure that they are engaged. You make sure they are in awe of what you're trying to tell them.
Mm, that's great. So how do we, is there a strategy on how we can catch this to become a performer, to become a leader that performs, performership? Is there a strategy around this?
It's really simple, actually. The first thing you need to do as a leader even is to identify yourself. You need to know what you exude, what your message is, who you are. Next, you need to know what kind of energy you can bring. Everybody's different. Mm. I'm different, you're different. And when we go on stage, we're going to emit a different aura. And we need to find out what that is, actually.
Great.
Because you are you. And they need to know you for who you are. And so the first thing to do is identify.
Great.
The second thing to do is to craft. Every performance is crafted from nothing, right? Acts, music, speeches, they're all crafted from nothing. And it's always when you put together something. First, make a speech, and after that you rehearse. The third step is to rehearse. You rehearse your speech. Mm. Now rehearse, and the fourth step, refine.
Great.
They're interchangeable. You rehearse, and then you refine. When you refine, you add elements of your aura, of who you are, into the message, because you present and you perform the best when you are yourself.
Great.
And you refine and rehearse, refine, rehearse, refine, rehearse, until you think it's perfect.
Beautiful.
And the last step is to lead the performance. You only have 1 hour, 6 minutes to get the message across. You've got to lead that performance to perfection.
Great. Look, Darryl, that was absolutely outstanding formula there. So what's next for you? What's, how are you going to get this out? What's next for you? There's a book coming out, or tell us more.
Yeah, I do want to. I'm aiming to get the book out. Performanceship, right there. Master the art. How to master the art of performance and leadership. I want to be able to help others make a difference. That's where I'm thinking of at the near future. In the first, next 3 years are going to impact the next 100 years. And so these 3 years are really crucial. And as fast as I can, to be able to help people make a difference. Because every single person has an opportunity, or no, has the potential to make a difference in the world. And I want to make sure that everybody has that message out to the world.
Look, that's a really great way to really inspire other leaders out there to get that message out in the world. Darryl, thank you so much for joining us here in the Celebrity Authority Show. However, just before you leave, we have a challenge here for all of our guests, and the challenge is 10 questions in 60 seconds challenge. So, Darryl True, do you accept the challenge?
I accept.
All right, Darryl, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Orange.
Favorite food?
Japanese.
While you're performing Japanese music.
Yeah.
Favorite celebrity?
Gabriel Iglesias. Yeah. He's a comedian. Yeah. He's really funny.
Yeah, great. Favorite actor?
Ryan Reynolds. He's funny, yeah.
Which is your favorite movie of Ryan?
I don't know. I watched Deadpool last and he was just absolutely funny.
Yeah, he's great in that. Favorite professional speaker?
You, Sam Hawthorne.
Thank you. Favorite book?
A Song of Ice and Fire. I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, great. Favorite movie?
White Chicks.
And favorite city?
Tokyo. I'm full jab guy here.
You are. Favorite drink?
Wow. Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. That is outstanding. Favorite pizza topping?
Meat lovers.
Meat lovers.
Just meat.
yes, yes. And Daryl True, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
I'd be a honey badger.
A honey badger? Why is that?
Like this story is epic. Yeah. So my cousin, he goes mountain biking.
Yeah.
And his tires are called honey badgers, right? So he YouTubes how to honey badger, you know. And the first thing that comes up is a documentary about honey badgers, and they just don't die. They just don't die. A snake bites it, it doesn't die. A tarantula bites it, it doesn't die. It kills everything, it eats everything, it just doesn't die. I want to be that kind of guy.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much for coming along to the Celebrity Authority Show.
Thank you. Hey. Okay.